AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are dropping. The Dow has lost about 1,000 points today. There are worries about inflation-fighting measures from the Federal Reserve and the possibility of conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says this looks like a market correction.
The stock market has been rallying very strongly since early in 2020, when essentially the Federal Reserve arrived with its full toolbox to try to rescue the economy and ultimately assisting the stock market and resulting in very strong stock market performance.
Wall Street anticipates the first increase in interest rates from the Federal Reserve as early as March. Police say six people found dead in a home in Milwaukee all apparently were shot. Police say they're looking for unknown suspects. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says he doesn't want to see tensions involving Russia and Ukraine get out of control.
The risk of conflict remains real, and we continue to call on Russia to de-escalate and choose the path of diplomacy.
Britain says it would withdraw some diplomats from Kyiv. Russia says it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but has massed an estimated 100,000 troops near the border. A prosecutor told jurors three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights did nothing to intervene as fellow officer Derek Chauvin pinned Floyd's neck to the street. The Supreme Court agreed to hear a challenge to the consideration of race in college admissions, adding affirmative action to major cases on abortion, guns, religion, and the coronavirus already on the agenda. Two moderate earthquakes shook southwest Haiti today, killing two people less than 2 weeks before the opening of the Winter Olympics. A few dozen coronavirus cases in Beijing have prompted authorities there to test millions of people in the capital and extend that to anyone buying cold medicine. This is AP News. Sarah Palin tested positive for the coronavirus before the start of her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times.
The judge made the announcement Monday, saying the one-time Republican vice presidential nominee will get another test to determine whether the trial goes forward or is delayed. Palin's had COVID before and urged people not to get vaccinated, saying, "Over my dead body that I'll have to get a shot." In 2017, Palin sued the New York Times, claiming that the paper damaged her reputation in an opinion piece that she says falsely asserted her political rhetoric helped incite the 2011 shooting of then-Arizona Representative Gabby Giffords. The newspaper conceded the initial wording was flawed, but not in a way that made it libelous. Julie Walker, New York.
James Snyder, the actor playing Harry Potter, has been fired from the Broadway production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child following a complaint by a co-star about his conduct. No details were released. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.